Like, Mac is not close to that fat, but he is a human alarm clock, and they are not allowed at the Wells Fargo Championship next week. Let's bring in someone who I'm sure is allowed, and she joins us every Thursday here on the show, Carla Gebhardt, Queen City News, Charlotte Sports Live, Panthers Pre and Post, and Dirty Mo Media. She's back with us on the Body Works Plus guest hotline. Carla, how are you?
I'm doing well. I wonder if Liv would invite them to a tournament.
Yeah, that's right up. Mac and Bone are the essence of the Liv Golf Tour. You are so right about that. Oh, that's so good. It's good to have you back. We've been discussing, actually this came up yesterday in the 5 o'clock hour when Ross Tucker was with us. And Ross made some comments about, what we should expect from Bryce Young, and, you know, Panthers fans should hope that he's this or that he's that. And I just had somebody with, let's say, a vested interest in Carolina Panthers football text me and say, success or failure comes down to this. Down the road, are we talking about, quote unquote, Bryce Young, or are we talking about, quote unquote, that Bryce Young trade? The question I have for you is, what threshold does this young man need to meet for this trade up and taking him number one overall not be considered a failure?
I mean, are you giving me like how many years he needs to complete that? Are there any?
I'm leaving it open to your interpretation. Does he have to win a Super Bowl? Does he have to win multiple playoff games? Does he have to throw for 4,000 yards? I mean, it could be any number of things. We all interpret success differently.
Yeah, I mean, I think we do. And honestly, I think what Carolina needs, I mean, stats are great. And, you know, that's certainly kind of what you look at, you know, even with CJ Stroud and kind of that comparison with their rookie season. But, I mean, overall, it was, you know, CJ Stroud and them getting to the playoffs. I think the playoffs, I'm not necessarily thinking about maybe this season per se, but I'm thinking you got to get to, the NFC championship game again the next, I don't even know if I want to put a year on it, but I mean, I think you need to see that there is potential for this team to get there, because I always look at success as how far you can take a team, and stats in the NFL are great, and those separate some of the best to ever do it. But I think for it to make sense for Carolina is how far he can get them in the postseason.
I think that's a fine answer. Now, do you think that the organization did enough to weaponize the offense and give him the support that he needs in the draft this past weekend?
I'm going to say not this year, and that's not a knock on the front office. I think they did what they could, with the picks they were given, and we certainly saw a lot of moves, and I think a lot of numbers crunched in the decisions that they made and a lot of planning and some smart pickups within that draft as well. But I don't think that that's going to be enough to, like, overhaul everything this season. And that's kind of what we've been saying, is that this is going to be a build. I feel like you can kind of hear that in, even in general manager Dan Morgan's voice, like when you're talking to him, and I'm not trying to put words in his mouth, but, you know, I think they possibly have the right people in place, and now it's just going to take that patience, right? The patience by the owners, the patience by the front office, to let some things work out, to let them get, you know, we're talking about all the moves that they made in the draft, but like, we got to address that the last couple of drafts have really set them back, right? It's not necessarily what they're doing in the present, but what they've done in the past, it's kind of gotten them to this point. It's going to take a couple of years. You got to have some patience, but I think if you at least see some progress this season and the weapons that they got in the draft, I think we will at least see that this year.
All right. BetOnline sent me odds for playoffs today. Maybe yesterday. And they have Carolina with a 94.1% chance to miss the postseason, which
that's not great.
It's not great. It's not. I mean, it feels a little steep for me, but some say that's about right to them. And as I'm listening to you, it sounds like maybe you agree with that.
I mean, I don't know if. Yeah, again, I don't know if I want to put a number on it.
Sure.
That's 6% that we're hopeful. And listen, we haven't even had 6% of hope. I don't think we could equate that to the last couple of seasons. So. I don't know. I don't know if that's necessarily the case. I think you just kind of have to take this. Like, we need to see. We just haven't seen much the last couple of seasons. And just when you thought that it couldn't get worse, it did. I just think you got to take this. I know it's that so cliche to say, Kyle. I'm sorry to say this on your show, but you got to take it one game at a time, one week at a time. See that improvement. And this is supposed to be a developmental coaching staff, and so hopefully we can see that kind of come into play, and we're talking about a different conversation at this point next year. I think that's the goal.
All right, Carla Gebhardt, Queen City News. She's with us on the Body Works Plus guest hotline. Denny Hamlin got himself a win in Dover over the weekend, and would you look at the top five? It's all Chevys and Toyotas to next to nobody's surprise. What'd you think about Dover?
Well, he called a shot, Denny did.
Yeah,
and
he did.
I don't know how confident you have to be to do that, because in NASCAR, I mean, you watch these races a lot of weekends, and it's really hard to pick a winner every week. For him to call his own shot, to feel confident in that, every year they talk about, is it Denny Hamlin's year? This could potentially be that. I almost don't even want to say it to, you know, jinx it, because he's been going for a championship for so long. But, I mean, I think his confidence level is just at an all-time high, you know, and it's not necessarily that he's failed a lot in his career. I mean, this is a guy that has over 50 wins and is going to be a Hall of Famer one day. But I think, you know, he's been around the sport long enough to kind of filter out all the negatives. And so for him to pick up the win at Dover, to get the third win, now he and William Byron both have three wins this season. He almost seems like he's getting hotter as we're going into the season, even over William Byron at Hendrick Motorsports.
You got a winner at Kansas for us this week. The bettors would love to know who Carla Gebhardt likes at Kansas.
I'm going to probably go with Vegas. I think the last time I looked, it was that Kyle Larson was the favorite. And again, I wouldn't be surprised if Denny were to go back to back. So I think either of those are going to be a pretty safe pick. But we saw just an epic ending last season at Kansas between the two. And it was Denny that you know, essentially bumped Larson and was able to go around him and got the win that way. That was really a controversial thing, but one of the best races that we saw all of last season. So I think Kyle Larson kind of comes back and gets one this time around.
Love it. Carla Gebhardt, Queen City News, Charlotte Sports Live, Panthers pre and post, and Dirty Mo Media with us on the Body Works Plus guest hotline. Tell the crew we said hello. We'll talk to you next week.
I will do that. Thanks, Kyle.